This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is mind control. I'm telling you, folks, the corporate media, it's already done irreversible damage to itself from free-thinking Americans, but specifically those on the right wing. The left wing hasn't really had this realization yet, and the left-wingers that have left the Democrat Party and the liberal ideology, but now it's getting worse. This is from CNN last night, because all they do is lie. And usually nobody calls them out on their lies. The media never calls the Democrats out on their lies. They're all in it together. But it's starting to reach this point where members of the press that are left-wing are realizing, you know, I can't be a liar forever, and some of these lies are just too big to ignore. Here's a perfect example of that in clip 5 on CNN last night, where Randy Weingarten, kind of like Anthony Fauci, says, oh, I never said lockdown. And there's like hours of clips of him saying it. So here's Randy Weingarten having her come to Jesus moment on CNN last night.
We don't know each other, but speaking on behalf of millions of American parents, I have 4 at home. I had to teach them at home. My wife had to teach them at home. I am stunned at what you have said this week about your claiming to have wanted to reopen schools. I think you'll find that most parents believe you were the tip of the spear of school closures. There are numerous statements you made over the summer of 20 scaring people to death about the possibility of opening schools. And I hear no remorse whatsoever about the generational damage that's been done to these kids. I have 2 kids with learning differences. Do you know how hard it is for them to learn at home and not in a classroom that was designed for them? And for you to sit in front of Congress and the American people and say, oh, I wanted to open them the whole time. I am shocked. I'm stunned. And there are millions of parents who feel the exact same way.
Okay. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah. We're all shocked and stunned that these people lie to us and expect no pushback. I mean, folks, we're talking about the most obvious, blatant lies. You can't even believe. I walk up to you. I shake your hand. You meet me. You say, hey, Owen, that's a nice navy blazer you have on with the white and yellow stripes. I say, I'm not wearing a navy blue blazer with white and yellow stripes. That is not true. Okay. But, okay, aside from the fact that they want to lie and get away with it, how about this? Anthony Fauci, oh, I never called for lockdowns. I was never a lockdown guy. That wasn't me. Oh, yeah, here's you on 30 different television interviews. Here's an hour of you talking about lockdowns. Here's all your presentations with Donald Trump talking about lockdowns and 15 days to slow the spread and everything. Oh, what? Not me. Oh, I never did that. Oh. And now you have Justin Trudeau in Canada.
Oh, I never wanted to make the vaccines mandatory. I never wanted to make anybody take the vaccines. I was all about vaccine choice. I never shut anybody's bank accounts down. We never stopped the rally. That wasn't me.
Oh, okay. But hold on a second. Hold on a second. Forget that the fact that they're obviously lying. Where did their confidence go? What happened to their confidence? They were confident that the vaccines worked. They were urging you to get that vaccine because they were positive about how much it worked. Now they're saying, oh, no, we never wanted you to take that vaccine. We never mandated that vaccine. What are you talking about? That's not us. That was you. And you were exuding the utmost confidence when you were doing it. Same thing with the lockdowns. You were so confident schools had to be closed. You were so confident businesses had to be closed. You were so confident that was what we had to do to stop the spread, and you were confident and you were proud in that moment. And now you want to say, I never did lockdowns. It wasn't me. I never said lockdown anything. Or Justin Trudeau, I never said mandate a vaccine. I didn't say that about the vaccines. We didn't shut down any protests, shut down any bank accounts. What happened to your... Okay, well, you're obviously lying, but, I mean, you were confident. You were exuding the utmost confidence telling us to take the vaccine and shut our businesses down. So it's not just that they're lying. Folks, they throw every ounce of themselves behind these lies and then expect you to act like they never said it.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And I'm joined by the great Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. His website, thejudgejoebrownshow.com. And there is all kinds of stuff I want to talk to Judge Joe Brown about right now. But, Judge, let me just ask you, what's at the top of your mind today? I mean, we've got the mainstream media collapsing in on itself with the firing of Tucker Carlson, the censoring of RFK Jr. You've got the double standard in how they cover Joe Biden versus how they cover Donald Trump. You've got the political persecution of Donald Trump. These are some big things I'd like to hear your opinion on. What is the biggest story to you right now?
Well, it's lack of good common sense. That's the mainstream story right now. Let's take what they're doing. This character, Bragg, is doing to Trump with these indictments. It's a lack of thought. He's essentially saying that Trump committed a felony by paying a young lady to keep quiet about certain embarrassing things, Stormy Daniels. Now, when I was in law school and when I taught law students myself, I always learned and taught that you flip the script, ask the thing the other way around. If somebody says, if you don't pay me something, I'll embarrass you. What is that?
Extortion.
It's blackmail.
Blackmail.
It's a felony.
Sorry, I was pretending to be your law student for a second here.
Yeah. So Bragg indicted the victim of blackmail. So, I mean, think how preposterous that is. Next thing is American law encourages settlement rather than going to trial. So if somebody complied with the spirit of the law, they attempted to settle this matter rather than trying it, you indict them for complying with the law. When you have a settlement, there's a gag provision. You don't tell the details. So when the corporate entity files its returns and it says for a matter involving Stormy Daniels and it doesn't get explicit, well, if they had, since it's a public record, that would have violated the gag provision. So, again, you've indicted somebody for what? Complying with the law. And you've indicted them because they didn't violate the law. Next thing is you want to hold Trump responsible for what a corporation did. Well, under the 15th Amendment and through a long series of cases, corporations are fictitious people. That's how you don't have to worry about your money if a corporation gets in trouble. You might lose what you invested, but they can't go after your bank account. So here you are going after a private citizen for what another person did. Now, he supposedly got benefit of his corporation helping him with the payout on the blackmail, and another individual is brought in that too, but nine times out of ten, anytime you get a settlement or a fine or a cost, it's a relative, a business associate, or a friend that's helping out the individual in question. So in other words, this silly simpleton up there decided to campaign on, I'm going to take down Trump. So you individually are going to get in the way of 360 million Americans and decide that you're going to impose your little sick, far-out fantasy of the world on somebody else for simply doing what is par for the course for the entirety of this country's history. It's ridiculous. And the same thing with what's going on down there in Georgia. Now, that one about go find some more votes, that's not illegal. That's just simple advocacy. That's First Amendment. It may not be your idea of the exactitude of the language that's required, but it's permissible. And the whole thing, what is it, 73 to 76% of the American population thinks something was wrong with that 2020 election. And it's an interesting side effect. Down here in Memphis and Shelby County, where I am running for mayor, well, right after the Justice Department, on the one hand, said there was nothing wrong with that election, a few days later, they issued their quarterly report down here in the Memphis area, said once again, these hacked and corrupted election machines prevented a fair election from occurring. Now, Memphis is about the 14th largest city in the United States, so if it had a problem, how can you turn around and say the same agency of government say there was no problem? See, it's inconsistency, and we just don't think about these things. So maybe we need to start getting deep off in it. But with that said, I'm surprised that all of these learned legal authorities around the country haven't mentioned this. They haven't even done what I downgrade a first-year law student on for not picking up. Okay, is that bribery? By saying, here's money that you want so you don't embarrass me? Or is that blackmail for having to pay somebody to be quiet?
Well, it's funny that you bring this up, because that part, I'd not really heard that angle. The stuff with the non-disclosure agreement, I kind of heard before, but not the way you presented it. But you said it so perfectly. Trump is the one who's victimized by a blackmail extortion campaign. Trump is the one who actually has followed the agreements in the non-disclosure document that he signed with Stormy Daniels. He's the only one following the law here. He's the victim. He's the one that ends up getting prosecuted. I mean, that really is the absurdity of it in a nutshell.
And you know what that is? Bragg may be guilty of some ethical lapses that the state bar might need to look at. It's malicious prosecution. And in any event, when it comes to trial, it's subject to his being removal. And the other thing is, it's on a challenge. Some judge that has the balls might say, it doesn't even state a crime, dismissed. So where are we going in American law if we allow this? And the other thing is, you haven't heard what I said before about the blackmail. Why not? Well, you know, let me say, I didn't go to a bad law school. It was UCLA. I kind of came out at the top of the damn thing. But then I got to thinking about it. I don't look that old to me, but I've been doing this for half century, and I just said most of the people that have been in this game as long as me are dead now, or, you know, disabled or long retired. How come it is that there's nobody out there now that thinks clearly, like, wow, first-year law students, you didn't get this? What's the matter with you?
Well, Judge, we've got people in this country that can't even pass a basic first grade biology test now when it comes to what a man and a woman is. So I don't know if a first year law student not understanding this should be such a surprise. But, you know, I got to tell you, I'm not
Say something about that. The latest member of the Supreme Court gets asked, what's a woman? I don't know what's a woman. Hell, she could have said herself. I mean,
I'm the first black woman. I'm the first black woman, but she doesn't even know what a woman is.
Yeah, you're going to be on the U.S. Supreme Court. You don't know what a woman is. Now, I know two people. The Honorable Bernice Donald, who was on the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Roger E. Clifton, who's on the same circuit, Second Circuit Court of Appeals. I know them. You mean they certainly could tell you what a woman is. This is ridiculous. And you know what else it is? It is a direct code signal, political signal, to the transsexual community that she's going to be on their side, which is inappropriate.
Yeah, and that kind of delves into a lot of these issues we find out with the child sexual abuse issues. Judge Ketanji Brown is ruining the good name of Judge Joe Brown here. We will not stand for that, ladies and gentlemen. We will not stand for that. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You know, I'm not really an authoritarian dictator, but if I ever was, I would preserve Judge Joe Brown's DNA, and I would clone him as many times as needed to fill every judge seat in my country. But I'm not an authoritarian dictator, so I'm just saying, if I was, and maybe if there's one in the future, Judge Joe, we may have to preserve your DNA just in case we get to that point. But it is a shame that Judge Brown Jackson is destroying your good name with her nonsense. But quickly, let's finalize the Trump stuff here, because again, this is such a key takeaway. What you said there in the first segment, Trump gets blackmailed, so he has to have a non-disclosure and apparently hush money with this lady to stop the blackmailing. He does it, is the story, what they want us to believe, and then has the NDAA. So he's the one that gets blackmailed, tries to stop this from destroying his life. Then he signs the NDA. He's the only one that's abided by it. I don't believe Stormy Daniels is obvious. Clearly, she's violated it. And yet, so Stormy Daniels is really the one, it appears, has broken the law twice in this situation. And yet it's Trump, the one ended up being indicted. I mean, is that the proper analysis here?
See, that would be quite true. Again, Trump is the victim of a blackmail attempt, an extortionate attempt. He complies, and because he complies as a victim, he's prosecuted. There is a non-disclosure agreement that would be violated if the corporate entity fully disclosed what it was about, since that would be public record. So he doesn't violate the gag, or somebody doesn't violate it on his behalf, he's prosecuted. The next thing, American law, irrespective of what the issue is, does encourage settlement, so he complies with the spirit of the law, or somebody does that on his behalf, and he gets indicted. That's absolutely ridiculous, and what it goes on to show is a lack of sophistication, understanding, and experience in the law that is so manifest these days, where you get people in high positions that aren't really qualified. Now, I'll give you an example. Right here in Shelby County, when I was on the bench, this has been some years ago, we got a new DA appointed. He was 2.5 hours late for his swearing in. You know why? Because he'd never been to the Criminal Justice Center a day in his career. He did not know where it was. They had to literally tell him, hey, stay by the phone booth. We'll send somebody to get you.
Wow.
Now, that's how bad it is.
Well, and that leads me to where I wanted to go next was, you know, not every judge, not every person involved with the legal process in this country is as mad as people like Judge Brown Jackson, or as incompetent as this other gentleman that you just mentioned. So, I mean, you've been around for a long time. A lot of people look up to you, respect you, I'm sure like to communicate with you about these issues. I mean, are you hearing from lawyers? Are you hearing from other judges, prosecuting attorneys, et cetera? I mean, are they talking to you saying, hey, what the heck is going on in this country? I mean, the story of Donald Trump was one of the biggest stories in the world, certainly the biggest story in America at the time. Do people reach out to you and they say, Judge, what is going on here? I can't believe this has happened to my country.
Yes, they do. But the problem is that mainstream media wants to suppress that. By the way, there's something interesting that you can look at and observe. There's this thing called Twitter space. You have to use your cell phone to call in, and when you do, you can join in this roundtable discussion, and it usually records the number of people who are in on the operation. Now, we noticed that when boss Elon Musk gets on and does a Twitter space, the flunkies he hasn't found out about and fired yet they turn off the algorithm so the boss doesn't notice it. So I noticed we were doing a Twitter space a week or so ago, and Musk was on with BBC. Well, he came on later. So we were showing 63 people tuned in. Musk got on, and 2 minutes later, the algorithms went off, and it jumped up to 6,900 people on it. It went up to almost 8,000. And then a minute or two after he signed off, they turned it back on, and it dropped down to 84 listeners. See, it's interesting when this happens. So
wait, do you think that's going on because there's people trying to control what content people can and can't see on Twitter, but then they don't want Elon Musk to know they're doing that?
They don't want him to know. See, when you got a bureaucracy, the science of bureaucracy suggests that there are a lot of people in and about the bureaucracies who aren't on board with the people at the top. Sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad, but they do their thing because there's switches they can flip now, dials they can turn, memoranda they can sit on, and things not done. No, it's bureaucracy. But that happens. And why do they do that? It's so that they don't want anybody to say, oh, wow, this is trending. Why are all these people listening here? Let's see what they've got to say. Now, a gentleman, a young man who raises his three kids by himself and is a former NBA player, Kwame Brown, and I were on one time on YouTube, and we screenshot when we got up to 9.8 million views. So they didn't want anybody to see this because that's viral. They didn't want anybody to hear what we were saying, so it dropped down to 6.3, 5.8 million and a quarter. Now it's 690-some thousand, which means, oh, wow, that must have been interesting, but I don't feel like bothering. But if it's 9.8 million, I got to see what everybody's talking about. You see, it's a propaganda technique. You understand that one of the preeminent principles of propaganda is to get the other side to feel a lack of confidence that they have something worth saying or holding to. So you convince them that nobody is listening to them, and you convince others that nobody wants to hear it, so nobody pays attention and gets tempted to get outside the party line. See, we have a big problem in America right now. I had a visiting foreign professor 55 years ago. I wound up being her teaching assistant. And she told me, she said, America is in grave danger of becoming a fascist nation. Not from some jackboot-wearing, goose-stepping, uniformed thugs, but she put it in a humorous way in today's terms, but she said, from some pink panty-wearing, long-haired hippies who would be glad to impose the worst methods of fascism so they can pursue their perversions. And that's kind of where we are right now.
Yeah, and that is a much deeper thought that we can go into on the other side of this break. And I want to kind of finish some of the points that you made there. We're about up against a break, but for example, you know, a lot of people think, well, how can this be going on at Twitter with Elon Musk still in control? I'll address that. And the larger issue about what you're talking about, when Judge Joe Brown and Kwame Brown do a show that gets 10 million views, well, why do they want you to know it got 10 million views? Well, I'll tell you why, folks. It's the same reason why they don't want you to know Donald Trump gets millions of views on his rallies. Joe Biden couldn't get 1,000 people to tune into a speech he did the other day.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel Rainforest Plus is great. Rainforest Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, Judge Joe Brown made a great point at the end of that segment. I want to respond to some of the other stuff he said first, though. You know, people might be surprised when they hear these stories about Twitter still dealing with censorship and other stuff behind the scenes. You know, folks, we've got a pretty small crew here, not too big of a crew, probably the best crew we've ever had. I trust every single one of the crew members here. But, I mean, even a small crew like this, folks, we've had people in the past that can sabotage stuff and bad actors here. And you think, well, how can that be going on in a small crew? It happens. But imagine when you're Elon Musk with a huge company, one of like five or six huge companies that he runs. It's a lot easier for bad actors to get in there. But now to get to the issue that you highlighted, why would YouTube want you not to know that Kwame Brown and Judge Joe Brown get 10 million views on a show they did? Well, it's the same reason they don't want you to know that Joe Biden the other day went live on, I think it was a Twitter video or YouTube video, and he couldn't even get 1,000 people to tune in Trump goes live on his Rumble channel and hundreds of thousands tune in. Right Side Broadcasting, hundreds of thousands of tune in. Because it's the championship effect. Why do they sell a champion's hat and a shirt after the team wins a championship? Because people want to be part of the winning team. And so if they think, hey, Judge Joe Brown and Kwame Brown are the winning team, they're getting 10 million views, then more people are going to watch them. They can't have that. They have to have all these losers that don't get those views get the views because they aren't speaking their own minds. They're speaking corporate propaganda. So just speak to that for a second. People maybe not understanding how Elon Musk's Twitter could still be dealing with bad actors and why censoring popular content is such a major agenda right now that we see from the American left.
Well, okay, first off, Musk is concentrating on getting the Starship going. The Starship is a massive heavy lift rocket system. It's got 18 million pounds of thrust, which is the most powerful device humans have ever made. It is capable of putting 150 tons of payload in low Earth orbit and taking 100 people to the moon or to Mars, and they're trying to get this thing operational in the next few months or at least get a successful launch orbit and recovery.
Now, is that the Falcon 9, the Starship Falcon 9? Is that what it is?
Well, yeah, that's one of the things they're calling it. But when you put the whole thing together, it's the biggest missile overall boost rocket or system ever put together. It's dwarfs Saturn V. And I remember years ago, a roommate and I went down to Florida to watch the night launch, and we were a long way from that. It lit the sky up and became daylight. The ground shook. We were told to try holding up car keys, and they rattled and shook. And this is not the entirety of this system. It's part of it. But it is a monstrous thing, and because it looks like an old sci-fi rocket out of Buck Rogers, the scale of the thing is not apparent, but it's enormous. So just think, you can get 100 passengers on board, you're blasting a 747 into orbit, so to speak.
So in other words, Musk is busy trailblazing for the future of humanity. Sometimes bad actors at Twitter fall through the cracks.
Yeah, and he hasn't had a chance to get everybody out. So they take their shot. And some of these algorithms are running quietly, and just like anything else that we might have to deal with that is adversely into doing what some people want to do, where they don't want any competition in the thought process, they sneak stuff in. That's the way of it. So we kind of have to sort of be vigilant and help Mr. Musk out and report this. Nowadays, for example, the blue check thing has been democratized, and the funniest thing I've seen in a long time is this spoof they have on there, help out a liberal. They have money, but they can't see how to spend it. Send in what's necessary, $9, so you can get a liberal a blue check so they can feel comfort.
They're doing charity drives. They're doing charity drives for blue check.
You know, like the polar bear in danger, sending $19 a month to the world. Wow.
No, that's funny. We should queue up. It's Sarah McLaughlin, I think. It's like, on the eyes of an angel. It's like, a liberal has just lost their Twitter verification, but you can send them $9 a month and save them from being abysmal.
See, so the point is that these clowns out there don't get it. They think that if they restrict what people can hear, everybody will buy into that. Now, look at that thing you just got through mentioning about the election bit. 73% to 76% of the American public does not buy that election. In But oh, there you go. That's it.
Yeah. Oh my God! Wait, yeah. Is this real?
This is it. This
okay,
is
the Babylon Bee did that. I mean, okay, so the humor's already been done. Good. That there it is though. That's funny stuff.
This is hilarious. Look at it. She's going to be rubbing somebody down there who's in her lap going, oh, my God, $8. Just $8 and save a liberal.
Oh, my God. But it's the state of things. I mean, it's amazing. The Babylon Bee has to exist. Now you don't even know. You don't even know what's humor and what's not.
She got her blue check. And watch this. This is so funny. Here.
Guys, give us the video, the audio here. Oh, maybe we can't get the audio. I don't know. There we go.
Become an absolute waste of a human being. Browse our database of needy libs today. Please act now, because due to inflation, $8 will soon be worth $4. And then you'll have to pay $16. Right now, there's a lib who's in need, and you can help. Don't wait. Every minute, more libs fade into obscurity. And even though they are definitively rich enough to pay for themselves, their liberal worldview dictates that you should be the one to shoulder the burden. It's the compassionate thing to do.
I want it!
So it's the typical, you know, they don't like spending their own money, but they love spending someone else's.
Hey, Elon Musk can't get you here. You're going to stay verified.
You know, it's kind of like taxes. Isn't it kind of like taxes? Because, you know, all these people that want more taxes, you're free to pay more taxes. I guarantee you, you cut a check to the government right now. You cut a check to the IRS, the Treasury right now. They will take your money. They will gladly take your money. Quit asking them to take my money. I don't want them to take my money.
Well, that's it. See, they don't get it. It's somebody else should be paying so we can be what we want to be. That's the wrong thing. Be all you can be. You can be a damn fool, but be what you ought to be. And by the way, I gave a speech one time or some remarks to an assemblage of the Corps of Engineers out in Los Angeles. There were about 250 officers and non-coms in there. And when I said that, I said, you know, the Army's got it wrong. It's not be all you can be, because you can be a damn fool. It's be what you ought to be. And they gave me a standing ovation.
That's Judge Joe Brown. We're up against the break here. One more segment with Judge Joe Brown. Don't go anywhere. And when we upload this video later to Bandai Video, take it and spread it far and wide.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Segment here with Judge Joe Brown, and a couple segments ago, I don't remember how exactly you put it, but basically how they're putting degenerates and inept minds in positions of power so that they can get away with or even normalize their degeneracy in all kinds of different walks of life. And so I'm kind of butchering, trying to paraphrase how you put it. But I think I get what you're saying, specifically relating to Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. It's like a sign where, you know, they make jokes on Family Guy where a transgender person is at a bar watching an adult film, and the bartender walks over and says, "Hey, you can't watch that in here. This is a family establishment." He says, "Oh, no, it's okay. I'm transgender." And the bartender goes, oh, I didn't realize that. Then do whatever the hell you want all the time. And it's kind of like that's the attitude they want people to have, engage in degenerate behavior, to say, hey, let's normalize this, let's promote this, and then the real degenerates love it because then they can kind of get away with it. I'm paraphrasing here, but expand on that idea.
Well, it's not even just the degenerate physical conduct. It's another kind of degeneracy that's even more insidious. The way humanity has evolved, when the Titanic goes down, the men get up and say, "Ma'am, you and your child may have my seat on the lifeboat. I'll drown with the ship. You can survive. You are a resource, and it's a man's job to defend, protect, and provide for women and children." Well, they've co-opted that, and they want to get on a lifeboat instead of the women and children. And then, when it comes to that, the other problem is that you know, there's this thing called sexual attraction. One of my favorite pastimes, and for most men, used to be girl watching. I had a few songs about it. So we can't girl watch now because you don't know what you're looking at. Now, if you take lions, tigers, grizzly bears, birds, alligators, whatever, the boys and girls look differently. Different. They smell different. They're different sizes. They act different. And humans look very different when they're unclothed. But humans don't walk around naked except maybe at resorts. So there is this tradition where the clothes you wear kind of reflect what's underneath. But when they stop doing that, that throws it off. You see, when boys and girls grow up, they have to learn to deal with each other. The opposite sex is mystifying and baffling. And this thing called sexual gratification, you know, getting satisfied, getting it off, getting it on, you know, that becomes very satisfying, and it becomes an incentive to go out and find out how to deal with the opposite sex. When you take that out of the picture and say, you don't need to worry about that, you can go get your gratification over here, that has a bad fallout wherein the boys and girls don't get 101 in school. They never really did formally, but they don't get it in the culture they're in. They don't get it in their entertainments. And they're kind of left baffled by how do we get along with the opposite sex. So it has all kinds of detrimental effects. Now, I don't care if somebody gets their freak on in the bedroom. That's their thing. Be gay if you want. But see, there is a cult involved with this. And I was in an affair in Atlanta this last weekend. And a very nice young lady who identified herself as a lesbian, she introduced her wife. She stood up in the audience. They were attractive, but she absolutely condemned LGBTQ. She says it's a cult. It's poisonous. And they're trying to pervert the family. They're trying to pervert the interaction between men and women. They're trying to absolve the concepts of duty, honor, obligation, responsibility, accountability. They're trying to destroy this paradigm where men especially and women also try to make where they live a better, safer, more secure place filled with economic prosperity, sense of purpose, morality, and ethics, where people can be brave and courageous when necessary, but are otherwise men and women of public peace, dignity, and order. And they want to destroy this fund that men and women traditionally have had with each other. I mean, it's about the next generation, the generation after that. And Mother Nature's been working at that for a very long time. So
done pretty well, too. Done pretty well, too. Yeah. And what do you make of it? Because I'll go one step further where, okay, let's say in the 90s, early 2000s, you had, I guess, what they called the LGBTQ community at the time. It was just, you know, everybody was considered queer or, I guess, gay. And so they'd have the gay pride marches. And it was basically groups of people dressed relatively normally, maybe wearing some flags and some other symbolism. But, I mean, for the most part, the average person could see that and at least relate to it in some way, shape, or form. You look at a gay pride parade in the year 2022, 2023, it's just a sexual degeneracy club. It's like going to the strip club or something, and they have these little kids there. And so that's how I kind of see it, too. It's like this disguise, like a Trojan horse. It's like, hey, we're just trying to have equal rights for all. We just want equal rights for gay people. Well, you've already got them. And now all of a sudden you're turning it into something completely different. You want to normalize degeneracy, normalize sexual perversions. And sadly, that's where we would normally draw the line. But they've got this whole thing where, oh, no. Anything you speak out against what the LGBTQIA plus 669 hut community is doing, well, now you're a bigot.
You know, Somebody showed me a video one time, and I looked at it, and this woman saying, this is a gay, one of these LGBTQ things, and the males were up there with their stuff hanging out, and this woman was saying, honey, go up there and get on the float. He wants you to pull his wing, go do it. And I'm going, whoa, I'm out. You know, this is a little bit far out here. That's not a good thing. You don't sexually use children. And the other thing is, he wanted to be a girl since he's been two, so I'm trying to help him out. Well, mommy, I want to be a snake. All right, honey, just wait. Mommy will help you get your arms and legs amputated so you can slither around. See, that's not the way. Look at this.
And people might think, hey, that's a reach. No, that's a logical conclusion to this trend. If you can mangle and mutilate a little child that says they want to be something they're not, then who's to say it doesn't stop with them wanting to be snake people or whale people or whatever?
Yeah, and then see, look at the names they have, and why do we have them talking to these children, and they're dressed up as a parody of women. They look like harlots who have aged and are madams in a brothel. So they put this negative image out there to the children. They're dressed up as females, and psychologically, human children are most receptive to the female until they get almost 8 years old. So they put them in first, second, third grade talking to the kids in the libraries and in the school system. And that means they're most receptive to that. So they start getting this thing in their heads that stays with them for the rest of their lives. Now, I can remember the songs that I got taught first, second, third grade, some of the things we got taught in school, and they've stuck with me. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, I'm an old man, so to speak. So what are these kids going to think when they get old men? What kind of crazy stuff in their heads are they going to get? Now, don't get me wrong. You can be gay all you want. Get your freak on. But it is inappropriate to be exploiting and using sex to any child, whether it is heterosexual or homosexual. And this stuff has gotten out of hand, and it is not just homosexual, it is something else. It is an attempt to put a secular religion in place, whereas religion is not to be integrated with government. It's supposed to be separate. Now, you think Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam...
Judge, hold that thought. Short break. If you can do 5 more minutes, you'll finish that thought.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.